we've for a number of years we've seen less and less participation in what we do, and this year again was no different. We, a couple of years ago, introduced the ice cream social. I don't have a head count, but it didn't seem any bigger than the year before. We tried to introduce a boat parade. That was kind of a flop this year.
But the same day as the fishing
Well, but I think it had cleared by But there are you know, other things that we could do, but again, somebody would have to be the driver and make things happen. Boating. We commented before about Mort's focus on boat safety, and with Mort's illness and not being able to be as active, that's kind of fallen by the wayside. We haven't had any formal training of young boat drivers. Mort was successful in getting the county sheriff to come here a few times and promote boat safety. We know we need it when you see what's going on out on the lake. Boats without spotters, boats where the driver, even with a spotter, is looking back, not forward. I mean, the driver's eyes need to be up front. You've got other people in the boat to know whether or not the people around the tube or the ski are still up. But I sit on my porch and I look out, and I can't tell you how many times I see people looking back and continue to look back. So if there's anybody that wants to fill Mort's shoes on boat safety, I think there's a clear need for that. Wendy, for a number of years, was doing a newsletter. I think that was well received when it was happening. She was kind of doing that on her own. It wasn't really an official Lake Association thing. But in this day and age with social media and the ability to communicate electronically, I think a newsletter would be great, and it might help get the word out about things. We have an active sewer committee. We have the pleasure of going to the annual town board meeting where they make decisions on our sewer system. Those are... The town loves it when we show up at their meetings because they hate making decisions for us. They happen to be the instrument that runs the whole sewer system because that's how New York State law is set up. But again, anybody that's interested in how we interact with the town, there's room for you on the sewer committee. We have a fairly new or revamped dam committee. Because there's the dams are regulated in New York. Our dam is a low hazard, it's a low priority dam. The state is systematically making owners of dams, see, I said it that way rather than dam owners, make owners of dams hire engineers, do engineering assessments, make sure the dam is sound, and they're working down the list. We will ultimately have to hire an engineer and demonstrate that our dam is in good shape and doesn't require any repairs. So anybody that's got an interest along those lines, you know, see us. Based on last year's minutes, there was comments about forming a bylaws committee. Our bylaws have been around by and large since 1906. They've been amended a couple of times, I think most recently to introduce the associate member, which in hindsight, based on all the problems it caused with the IRS, might not have been worth the effort, but it was something that was introduced at a point in time to accommodate some people that were not owners but were very active in the lake community.